안녕하세요, 여러분. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, Speak Like a Native Korean. I'm Inseon.
And I'm Myungun. Together, we are here to help you learn natural Korean phrases that are not necessarily found in textbooks.
That's right. Learning a language goes beyond textbook grammar and vocabulary. It's about understanding the cultural context and using the language in real-life situations.
Each episode will cover a wide range of real-life scenarios that introduce you to phrases and expressions that add depth to the Korean culture and language.
As your Korean teachers, we are super excited to get started.
Sit back, relax, and let's have fun together with Speak Like a Native Korean podcast series.
In today's podcast episode, we'll be discussing the phrase 밥은 잘 먹고 다녀?
That's right. Today's scenario involves two friends who haven't seen each other in a while and catching up. Let's dive right in.
명근아, 요새 어때? 밥은 잘 먹고 다녀?
아, 요새 시험 준비하느라 바빠서 너한테 자주 연락을 못했지? 미안.
아니야. 뭐 그런 걸 가지고. 시험 준비는 잘 돼가?
에휴, 열심히 하고 있어.
그래, 열심히 노력한 만큼 좋은 결과가 있길 바래. 끝나고 밥 한번 먹자.
그래, 고마워. 시험 끝나고 보자.
Now, let's discuss the phrase 밥은 잘 먹고 다녀? And delve into the implied meaning behind it.
밥은 잘 먹고 다녀? In its literal translation means, are you eating well? And after hearing this from your Korean friend, you may be wondering, why is this person concerned about me eating well? Does this person want to grab something to eat? Or do they want to get something for me? But in reality, the phrase 밥은 잘 먹고 다녀's focus isn't on eating itself. Koreans use this phrase to let the other person know that they have been worried about the other person and that they are thinking about them. It's our way of checking in on someone to ensure that they are well.
That's right. So whenever someone asks you this question, don't feel pressured about giving them a detailed answer on the type of meals you had. You can just answer it as yes, 예, 응, or no, 아니요, 아니.
Let's also look at the phrase 밥 한번 먹자, which literally means let's have a meal sometimes. It's important to note that in Korean, there's no promises here. Again, they're not really concerned about the meal aspect of things, nor are they making a promise with you to set up some time to meet up and have a meal together. But rather they mean take care or see you later. However, don't get me wrong, you could also arrange a time to meet up with your friend and spend time with them together later on, whether that is eating a meal, going out for desserts, or even going for karaoke.
Yes. Just don't be waiting for a text or a phone call right away to arrange the time for a meal, because the intent of the phrase 밥 한번 먹자 isn't to literally eat together, but more so as a parting phrase on a positive note.
So this is everything for today. Stay tuned for our next episode.
감사합니다. 감사합니다.